What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had better let Kylie and Charlotte and Charlotte's mom and Jabbar know that this is an abbreviated Shaletta show. I am getting off the air and just a bit at 2 o'clock. And then my friend Steve Thompson is coming up because we got lots of sports stuff going on. We should have more sports stuff going on. But Steve, my Timberwolves, what happened to him, Steve? What happened to him, Steve? What happened to him, Steve?
I would start with Luka Doncic is what happened to him. He killed him in game 5 early in the game. It was over early. I was in for Henry on Friday night, and I got into this a little bit with Chris Tubbs, and it was early second quarter. The writing was on the wall. The Timberwolves were not going to win game 5, and the series would end right there. And then I went on to say some of the reasons why, but here's the most disappointing thing for me. And my daughter brought this up because she is a very good Timberwolves fan. She was younger, we went to a lot of games, et cetera. And she made a great point watching the TV and said, the Timberwolves, not only they're getting blown out, they're getting blown out with Snoop Dogg in the front row. He was sitting next to Jimmy Jam all night, and I thought about it. So I don't know how many times Snoop Dogg's been in the Twin Cities, but he made the trip, and then he saw the Timberwolves play like that. And that's what stood out to my daughter, was kind of like, we look bad in front of Snoop Dogg.
And that means something. That means something. When Snoop Dogg leaves L.A. and gets on a plane and comes all the way to Minnesota to sit on the front row next to Jimmy Jam and watch the Timberwolves, he's expecting more than what he got. Steve, I was really surprised at the star power. Common was in the house. Jennifer Hudson was in the house. It was like a little sneaky link. Like people, like the stars were like sneaking into town to watch the game. I was excited to see them. But then by the end of the game, Steve, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed at the showing. I thought we would have done better. Did you think we would have done better?
I thought there was a chance they could get beat, because they did get beat by Dallas in games 1 and 2. Fair and square, they were tight games, but the Mavericks played great down the stretch. So I thought there was a chance they could get beat. I didn't expect them to play it that poorly. And on the flip side, I'll go back to Luka Doncic. He played great. I mean, he was hitting everything early. And then he was trash-talking with the fans and the Timberwolves. I mean, it was quite a performance. Now, I know Timberwolves fans probably hate the guy at this moment, but he put on a show. There is no doubt about it. He can play. And then Kyrie Irving, you know, their other star player. And then they've got good players around him. But it's no doubt that it's about Doncic and Irving. And in this series, they were really good. And in Game 5, they were just better than the Timberwolves. That's it.
And you know, I was talking to somebody, and they said the Timberwolves just didn't show up. I said, but what if they were playing as good as they could have and as hard as they could have, but Dallas was just so much better? It's kind of like when you watch the Olympics and you see somebody running as hard as they can, but Sha'Carri Richardson is just running past them and with such ease that it looks like the other people just aren't doing a good job. Was it that they were just playing their best and they just got beat, or do you think that they weren't doing their best and they could have done better?
Yeah, I think it's one of those where Dallas knew they dropped an opportunity at home to win it in four games. And they came out with a little more fire. And then, like I say, Doncic just hit everything. He made some ridiculous shots in that first quarter. And then I think the Timberwolves started to hang their heads a little bit. And you got to give the Mavericks credit. They took it to them. And once again, I think Cat struggled. He had some looks. Cat had a good game in Game 4 and really was a big reason why they won that Game 4. But, you know, struggled again, and the Timberwolves as a team struggled from the field. And they just couldn't afford that because, once again, Doncic and Irving just didn't miss, and they shot the ball really well. So, yeah, it was disappointing. And then by halftime, it was over. And in third and fourth quarter was just kind of like, let's get to the finish line and Mavericks move on to the finals and the Timberwolves move on to the offseason. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We got to take a quick break. I'm going to pray that you'll stick around with me because I need to know what's next. Is the coach going to get fired? Is Cat going to get traded? Do we need some good veteran leadership? Because that's something that Dallas has and Kyrie Irving, somebody who's been there before that we did not have, and experience is always a good teacher. More with my friend Steve Thompson when we come back. We got embarrassed in front of Snoop Dogg. You know, that's like getting embarrassed in front of your favorite uncle, Steve. Like your favorite uncle comes to the Scripps National Spelling Bee and you get out on a silly word like shoe or broom or mop or gown or something. I mean, Snoop Dogg, our favorite uncle, sitting front and center, and the Timberwolves just got they got beat up pretty bad, Steve. Pretty bad.
Yeah, and like I say, that's Aaron's take, and we were watching the game together, and it's like it's hard to argue with that. I hadn't really thought about it because I was like, they're in trouble. They're looking bad. This is the end of the line. And then it's like she pointed out, we're looking bad in front of Snoop Dogg. He's here in Minnesota, and we look that bad. To me, it did bring a smile to my face, that's for sure.
Yeah, now that gave me a good little chuckle. You know, Aaron is always smarter than the average bear. I thought my show was abbreviated, but your show is really abbreviated. The Twins are in Houston, my hometown. That's always a battle between me and my father. They take on the Astros today at 3:10, but we got some pregame going on, right?
Yeah, coming up following the news, we're going to visit with Steve Kearney. Prime time for all those people that like to go out fishing. He'll tell us where they're biting and how to reel in the big one. And then we'll segue over to the Twins and have some highlights from a very big win on Friday night. Twins beat the Astros 6-1. Pablo Lopez was great. So we'll get into that before we turn it over to the lineup card at 2:30 today. So, yeah, it is a short day.
Well, Steve, before the Timberwolves clean out their lockers and everybody turns the lights out and goes home, are we going to see some folks losing their jobs? Are we going to see some new players coming in, some old players going out? What do you think is going to happen so that we can have better success next year? And listen, I need people to not think that this year was a failure. I think that we did great this year. You know, people had counted us out. Before several times, and we kept fighting and coming back. I think we were outplayed. I think the veteran leadership in the locker room had something to do with it. I believe we were outcoached, that we didn't make adjustments quickly enough so that we could curtail some of this butt whipping that got put on us. But do you what do you think is going to happen so that we can have more success? Because this was, in my opinion, a very successful season.
There's a lot going on, no doubt. I think we could start at the top. Alex Rodriguez, Mark Lowry, and then Glenn Taylor fighting for control of the team. They need to get that sorted out. One way or another, it sounds like it's going to get sorted out this summer. Beyond that, the Star Tribune, Jerry Zagota, reporting that the president of basketball operations, the guy who put together the team, Tim Connelly, sounds like he's going to stay put. That was a big point of contention that he could opt out after the season, but it sounds like he's going to stay in town. So that's a huge deal. Whatever happens with the ownership, Tim Connelly's going to be in charge of that. I don't think Chris Finch and company are going anywhere. There could be an assistant coach or two that move on, but I think they're going to stick with Chris Finch leading the team. And then I think they're going to try and run it back. I think if I had to guess right now, and I know there's a lot of people, yeah, you got to trade Cat, you got to do this, you got to do that. I think they're going to pay the luxury tax. I think they're going to keep the band together, and they're going to let these guys come back because they do have good veteran leadership. You got Mike Conley, who's terrific. He isn't getting any younger. None of us are. You got Rudy Gobert. I think they're going to bring him back. I think they want Cat a part of this. And then, of course, you got Anthony Edwards. You got Jaden McDaniels, a couple of young guys. I think you've got Naz Reid, a huge fan favorite. They've got a lot of ingredients. Remember, as you pointed out, they had a great regular season finishing as the third overall seed in the Western Conference. They swept Phoenix, and they beat the defending champ Denver Nuggets in a seven-game series. Now, they ran into trouble with the Dallas Mavericks, but if I had to guess, there may be some tweaks, but I think in general they're going to try and keep this core group together and try again next year.
Okay, who would you like to see come to the team on your wish list? If you were sitting there, you watched all of it, you've been analyzing it, you've been giving feedback, you've been talking about it, folks like me have been looking for your expertise. What's the missing puzzle piece? Is it a player? Is it some assistant coach out there who's the latest and greatest? What do you think we need, Steve, to get us over that hump?
I think they've got everything they need right there. Karl Anthony Towns didn't have a terrific series shooting the ball. Could they go out and find another perimeter shooter? If I could, a guy that can come off the bench and help them out. If maybe Cat's struggling with the shot a little bit, that's probably where I would go. But I think in general, you've got all the ingredients. Maybe a shooter, a 3-point. Expert, if you will, a guy that can come in and knock down some shots. But I think they have all the ingredients they need. You don't get to the Final Four in the NBA if you don't have a very good team. Taking that next step to win the title, I think Tim Connelly in that piece that Jerry Zagota did, talking about him staying in town and staying, you know, running the thing for the Timberwolves, is – you know, it is about health, you know, and our guy's 100% healthy and getting a break or two here or there. So if I had to pick one thing they need to add, maybe another shooter, another outside shooter.
Okay. All right. That's what we need, an outside shooter. Okay.
Yeah, add another body.
Okay. So who do you have for the championships? Who do you have for the finals? Do you have Dallas winning? Do you have Boston winning? What you got, Steve?
I think Celtics have to be the favorite, but okay. If Doncic and Irving play the way they did against the Timberwolves, I give Dallas a chance. I don't think Celtics are going to win this thing in four, but if I had to wager, I still favor the Celtics in this series.
Okay, Celtics, are they going to sweep? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I just think the combo of Doncic and Irving are too good. They're too experienced. They've got very good players around them. Maybe not huge names, but very good players around them. They play well together. Celtics in six or seven.
Okay. All right. Steve is saying put the gumbo in the freezer, and when the time comes, take it out, put it back on the stove. Don't add any hot sauce. We got everything in the pot that we already need to make it delicious. All right, Steve. We'll talk soon. Have a great show, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Shaletta.
All right, and thank you all for joining me for this abbreviated version of the Shaletta Show. Don't forget, Steve Thompson is coming up next, and after that, baby, go Twins.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had better let Kylie and Charlotte and Charlotte's mom and Jabbar know that this is an abbreviated Shaletta Show. I am getting off the air and just a bit at 2 o'clock. And then my friend Steve Thompson is coming up because we got lots of sports stuff going on. We should have more sports stuff going on. But Steve, my Timberwolves, what happened to him, Steve? What happened to him, Steve?
I would start with Luka Doncic is what happened to him. He killed him in game five early in the game. It was over early. I was in for Henry on Friday night, and I got into this a little bit with Chris Tubbs, and it was early second quarter. The writing was on the wall. The Timberwolves were not going to win game five, and the series would end right there. And then I went on to say some of the reasons why, but here's the most disappointing thing for me. And my daughter brought this up because she is a very good Timberwolves fan. She was younger, we went to a lot of games, et cetera. And she made a great point watching the TV and said, the Timberwolves, not only they're getting blown out, they're getting blown out with Snoop Dogg in the front row.
Oh!
And, yeah. he was sitting next to Jimmy Jam all night, and I thought about it. So, I don't know how many times Snoop Dogg's been in the Twin Cities, but he made the trip, and then he saw the Timberwolves play like that. And that's what stood out to my daughter, was kind of like, we look bad in front of Snoop Dogg.
And that means something. That means something. When Snoop Dogg leaves L.A. and gets on a plane and comes all the way to Minnesota to sit on the front row next to Jimmy Jam and watch the Timberwolves, he's expecting more than what he got. And yeah. Steve, I was really surprised at the star power. Common was in the house. Jennifer yeah. Hudson was in the house. It was like a little sneaky link. Like people, like the stars were like sneaking into town to watch the game. I was excited to see them. But then by the end of the game, Steve, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed at the showing. Steve, I thought we would have done better. Did you think we would have done better?
I thought there was a chance they could get beat, because they did get beat by Dallas in games 1 and 2. Fair and square, they were tight games, but the Mavericks played great down the stretch. So I thought there was a chance they could get beat. I didn't expect them to play it that poorly. And on the flip side, I'll go back to Luka Doncic. He played great. I mean, he was hitting everything early. And then he was trash-talking with the fans and the Timberwolves. I mean, it was quite a performance. Now, I know Timberwolves fans probably hate the guy at this moment, but he put on a show. There is no doubt about it. He can play. And then Kyrie Irving, you know, their other star player. And then they've got good players around them, but it's no doubt that it's about Doncic and Irving. And in this series, they were really good. And in game 5, they were just better than the Timberwolves. That's it.
And you know, I was talking to somebody and they said the Timberwolves just didn't show up. I said, but what if they were playing as good as they could have and as hard as they could have, but Dallas was just so much better? It's kind of like when you watch the Olympics and you see somebody running as hard as they can, but Shakari Richardson is just running past them and with such ease that it looks like the other people just aren't doing a good job. Was it that they were just playing their best and they just got beat, or do you think that they weren't doing their best and they could have done better?
Yeah, I think it's one of those where Dallas knew they dropped an opportunity at home to win it in 4 games. And they came out with a little more fire. And then, like I say, Doncic just hit everything. He made some ridiculous shots in that first quarter. And then I think the Timberwolves started to hang their heads a little bit. And you got to give the Mavericks credit. They took it to them. And once again, I think Cat struggled. He had some looks. Cat had a good game in game 4 and really was a big reason why they won that game 4. But, you know, struggled again, and the Timberwolves as a team struggled from the field. And they just couldn't afford that, because, once again, Doncic and Irving just didn't miss, and they shot the ball really well. So, yeah, it was disappointing. And then by halftime, it was over. And in third and fourth quarter was just kind of like, let's get to the finish line and Mavericks move on to the finals and the Timberwolves move on to the offseason. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We got to take a quick break. I'm going to pray that you'll stick around with me, because I need to know what's next. Is the coach going to get fired? Is Cat going to get traded? Do we need some good veteran leadership? Because that's something that Dallas has in Kyrie Irving, somebody who's been there before that we did not have, and experience is always a good teacher. More with my friend Steve Thompson when we come back. We got embarrassed in front of Snoop Dogg. You know, that's like getting embarrassed in front of your favorite uncle, Steve. Like your favorite uncle comes to the Scripps National Spelling Bee and you get out on a silly word like shoe or broom or mop or gown or something. I mean, Snoop Dogg, our favorite uncle, sitting front and center, and the Timberwolves just got they got beat up pretty bad, Steve. Pretty bad.
Yeah, and like I say, that's Aaron's take, and we were watching the game together, and it's like, it's hard to argue with that. I hadn't really thought about it, because I was like, they're in trouble, they're looking bad, this is the end of the line. And then it's like, she pointed out, we're looking bad in front of Snoop Dogg. He's here in Minnesota, and we look that bad. To me, it kind of it did bring a smile to my face. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now that gave me a good little chuckle. You know, Aaron is always smarter than the average bear. I thought my show was abbreviated, but your show is really abbreviated. The Twins are in Houston, my hometown. That's always a battle between me and my father. They take on the Astros today at 3:10, but we got some pregame going on, right?
Yeah, coming up following the news, we're going to visit with Steve Carney. Prime time for all those people that like to go out fishing. He'll tell us where they're biting and how to reel in the big one. And then we'll segue over to the Twins and have some highlights from a very big win on Friday night. Twins beat the Astros 6-1. Pablo Lopez was great, so we'll get into that before we turn it over to the lineup card at 2:30 today. So, yeah, it is a short day.
Well, Steve, before the Timberwolves clean out their lockers and everybody turns the lights out and goes home, are we going to see some folks losing their jobs? Are we going to see some new players coming in, some old players going out? What do you think is going to happen so that we can have better success next year? And listen, I need people to not think that this year was a failure. I think that we did great this year. You know, people had counted us out. Before several times, and we kept fighting and coming back. I think we were outplayed. I think the veteran leadership in the locker room had something to do with it. I believe we were outcoached, that we didn't make adjustments quickly enough so that we could curtail some of this butt whipping that got put on us. But what do you think is going to happen so that we can have more success? Because this was, in my opinion, a very successful season.
There's a lot going on, no doubt. I think we could start at the top, Alex Rodriguez, Mark Lurie, and then Glenn Taylor fighting for control of the team. They need to get that sorted out. One way or another, it sounds like it's going to get sorted out this summer. Beyond that, the Star Tribune, Jerry Zagota, reporting that the president of basketball operations, the guy who put together the team, Tim Connelly, sounds like he's going to stay put. That was a big point of contention that he could opt out after the season, but it sounds like he's going to stay in town. So that's a huge deal. Whatever happens with the ownership, Tim Connelly's going to be in charge of that. I don't think Chris Finch and company are going anywhere. There could be an assistant coach or two that move on, but I think they're going to stick with Chris Finch leading the team. And then I think they're going to try and run it back. I think if I had to guess right now, and I know there's a lot of people, yeah, you got to trade Cat, you got to do this, you got to do that. I think they're going to pay the luxury tax. I think they're going to keep the band together, and they're going to let these guys come back because they do have good veteran leadership. You got Mike Conley, who's terrific. He isn't getting any younger. None of us are. You got Rudy Gobert. I think they're going to bring him back. I think they want Cat a part of this. And then, of course, you got Anthony Edwards, you got Jaden McDaniels, a couple of young guys. I think you've got Naz Reid, a huge fan favorite. They've got a lot of ingredients. Remember, as you pointed out, they had a great regular season finishing as the third overall seed in the Western Conference. They swept Phoenix, and they beat the defending champ Denver Nuggets in a seven-game series. Now, they ran into trouble with the Dallas Mavericks, but if I had to guess, there may be some tweaks, but I think in general they're going to try and keep this core group together and try again next year.
Okay, who would you like to see come to the team on your wish list? If you were sitting there, you watched all of it, you've been analyzing it, you've been giving feedback, you've been talking about it, folks like me have been looking for your expertise. What's the missing puzzle piece? Is it a player? Is it some assistant coach out there who's the latest and greatest? What do you think we need, Steve, to get us over that hump?
I think they've got everything they need right there. Karl Anthony Towns didn't have a terrific series shooting the ball. Could they go out and find another perimeter shooter? If I could, a guy that can come off the bench and help him out. If maybe Cat's struggling with the shot a little bit, that's probably where I would go. But I think in general, you've got all the ingredients. Maybe a shooter, a 3-point. Expert, if you will, a guy that can come in and knock down some shots. But I think they have all the ingredients they need. You don't get to the Final Four in the NBA if you don't have a very good team. Taking that next step to win the title, I think Tim Connelly in that piece that Jerry Zagota did, talking about him staying in town and staying, you know, running the thing for the Timberwolves, you know, it is about health, you know, and our guys 100% healthy and getting a break or two here or there. So if I had to pick one thing they need to add, maybe another shooter, another outside shooter.
Okay. All right. That's what we need, an outside shooter. Okay.
Yeah, add another body.
Okay. So who do you have for the championships? Who do you have for the finals? Do you have Dallas winning? Do you have Boston winning? What you got, Steve?
I think Celtics have to be the favorite. But okay. If Doncic and Irving play the way they did against the Timberwolves, I give Dallas a chance. I don't think Celtics are going to win this thing in four. But if I had to wager, I still favor the Celtics in this series.
Okay. Celtics, are they going to sweep? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I just think the combo of Doncic and Irving are too good. They're too experienced. They've got very good players around them. Maybe not huge names, but very good players around them. They play well together. Celtics in six or seven.
Okay. All right. Steve is saying put the gumbo in the freezer, and when the time comes, take it out, put it back on the stove. Don't add any hot sauce. We got everything in the pot that we already need to make it delicious. All right, Steve. We'll talk soon. Have a great show, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Shaletta.
All right, and thank you all for joining me for this abbreviated version of the Shaletta Show. Don't forget, Steve Thompson is coming up next, and after that, baby, go Twins.